Two patients here. First patient is Catherine, Catherine. Last name Allison, Allison. Date of birth is 10/12/79. Date of service 8/18/23. This is a 43-year-old female patient. Patient complains of having a yeast infection, vaginal yeast infection. Apparently, a week ago she had a piece of glass. A splinter lodged in her foot, and she went to see another practitioner elsewhere, and they gave her antibiotics, and she now has developed a vaginal yeast infection. She asked for the yeast infection medication at that time. However, the practitioner declined. Period, new paragraph, no other issues. She has had these before. She seems like a competent historian. Her only complaint today is a vaginal yeast infection. Vital signs, blood pressure 146/91, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 99, weight 255, allergies to Bactrim, current medication reviewed in chart, medical history, diabetes, hypertension, surgical history, C-section times 3, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Period and paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She is obese. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears within normal limits. Neck soft, with thyromegaly. Masses are lymphadenopathy. Heart regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph. She, when discussing the vaginal yeast infection, she adequately describes what she's feeling. She has an itch. She has a mild discharge from the vagina consistent with vaginal yeast. Therefore, we will honor that and give her a medication, Diflucan, which she will take for a few days, and that should clear everything up. I told her that if this does not improve, that she must return to clinic for an examination. Period to paragraph assessment and plan. Vaginal yeast infection, she's going to get Diflucan 100 milligrams PO on a daily basis times 4 days.